interrupt this program to bring you breaking news. Now, here's the tickets, Ty Walker.
Yeah, one final bit of breaking news. And would it be, White Elephant Day and me getting to do whatever I want to if I didn't do some porn birthdays? Come on. Here we go.
I've noticed you around.
Victoria Vox, that's spelled with three X's, turns 24 today. She's known for many movies, but the two that came to mind here, Cheer Squad Sleepovers and Down the Hatch 29. Also, Hayden Knight, she turns 32 today. She's known for Big Butt Brother Love of 16 and Wanna F My Daughter, Gotta F Me First Too. Ty Michelle is 33. Mike, she's known for Me So Horny 2 and DP, The Whole DP and Nut and Butt DP 4. Persia Black is 36. She's been in many, many movies. The two that come to mind first, Ghetto Booty 11 and Throat Gagger 7. And our final porn birthday of today, Phoenix Ray. She is 37 years old. And Mike, she's known for Eager Beavers 5 and Lesbian Big Boob Bangaroo 4. Those porn birthdays brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Thank you. Thank you. Some respect. Tito's Handmade Vodka and direct orthopedic care. Broken bone, dislocation, ligament tear, or just not sure? Direct Orthopedic Care's board-certified surgeons and specialists standing by 7 days a week to get you answers. No appointment needed. Visit doc at directorthocare.com. That's it for me. Here's some other guys that are about to be on the air.
Let's have a show of hands and voices, because there sure are a lot of them during middays. This is the Ticket's White Elephant Day, brought to you by Classic BMW, Dent Mavericks, and Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Crosstalk is brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Mike? Or whoever.
Me, Mike?
Well, all right.
Three,
three mics.
Yes.
Identify.
Take That's it away, right. Jer.
Sports. Here's Dan.
All right. Here's Dan.
Okay, it is White Elephant Day. This is an unplanned segment. This is the one we don't have filled. Craig Miller.
Where's Crosstalk?
The scouting report was right. That guy leaves at the top of the hour.
Yeah.
Because we asked Craig.
Danny's
we
still
begged.
Here. We could talk to Danny.
He's looking for his coat. He lost his,
a
his
jacket. Yeah, he's got larger issues.
So we wanted to do Why Today Doesn't Suck. You know, with different people in different places. And Craig said, well, let's cut that back a little bit.
That's not going to come to pass, is it?
He was not for that.
Why is he such a killjoy?
I don't know, man. Like, I mean, here we is are. There we any have, difference have, in we, guys on the air persona to how they actually are off the air? Like, he's a great guy on the air, and God, off the air, he's just so cold.
And here we are. We have this scene up here. It's a lot of fun.
He's somewhat evil.
I can't imagine why anybody would want to run out on something ahead of time.
I was looking forward to having Crosstalk.
I want
to
hang.
That's what we did between shows.
I want to hang with everybody around here. This is
I do
great.
Too.
Yeah,
it's like the camp.
It's
out.
The way we roll here at the Little Ticket, right?
So our afternoon drive shift will be, thank you that I got to select this team. And I'm very, very happy.
Thank you for
with
drafting
who we
me,
have
Dan.
Here. We have Mike Reiner.
Yes.
Although he's in his same slot. He's in the same time slot.
And I'm even sitting in the chair of power.
The exact same seat.
Does that hack you off? That
so
you're, that
everything
you're
around
deal?
You is different,
no, I'm fine
but
with
here
it.
You are in the same...
Only person, right? In your original slot?
I think so.
And Sean.
And Sean.
Sean and Julie. Morning. Wow. Julie did 10 to 3.
Yeah, and Jules.
That's right.
But she got to do different things. She got to be picked on by different people.
Yeah.
And, of course, Junior... betrayed the whole spirit of the bit by picking Gordo with the number one pick. I mean, that's his best buddy who he sits next
yeah,
to every
just
day.
So he can hide behind
I wasn't
him
about to pick
the
Bob.
Way he always does.
And you weren't about to be on Cobra's team, right?
Hell
there was no.
no
way you wanted
I'm
that.
I'm looking forward to getting away from him today.
It's White Elephant Day.
Yeah, I mean, if we're going to do this, then let's do it.
Right. We have Mike Saroy,
who is
Mike Saroy, who is nowhere near Norm or Donovan. He didn't want to be, right?
Right.
Here you are.
He hates them both. That's
this is where I belong.
Like, I've got nobody here from my regular crew.
And yet,
which
you
is,
feel
is
like
by
you
design.
Have a ton of support, though, don't you?
Yeah, we have Fernando.
Fellow Bobcat.
Who is an Ohio University Bobcat and was an important draft pick as well.
Thank you, Dan.
Can't believe how many people went to that school that are in broadcasting.
And we moved him out of the chair he is most comfortable with, where he usually sits next to Jer in there.
He wanted to stay in there, too.
Well, Jer begged me, please.
Just one day.
One
sweet day.
I thought I had a day without Fernando, and then I heard you draft Fernando, and I said, Jer, okay, we'll move him out of that room for you.
By the way, Jod, did you know that the Bobcats are coming to town for a bowl game?
Who they got?
2 weeks from tonight, San Diego State, the Frisco Bowl.
Oh, they're in the Frisco Bowl. Yeah. Okay.
You can't escape them.
And in his actually, today he's on line three.
Wacky.
But line four guy is here as well. And he is set to be in our rotating
ticket. That's weird that he's
today.
On a different line today.
Yeah, it probably sounds different.
Yeah.
Who's line four guy?
Yes. Usually I lease a line myself so that my transmission is nothing but totally clear. But I have to go with your infrastructure today, so.
Don't you normally ping your call off of posts all over the world so nobody can trace you?
That's right. It's I'm on the dark web.
Man, nobody loves the dark web like Mike Reiner.
Well, you got that right. I bet you were a big Silk Road customer, weren't you?
Oh, my gosh. Anybody need any six-year-old Koreans?
Oh, my gosh. Man.
So that's how they roll.
Let's cut that back a little bit.
Yeah, we'll cut that back.
Look, all I know about the dark web is that that's where business at Silk Road was done. That's it.
We need a dark web leader.
I've never been on there. We do need a dark web
leader. Someone to, like, walk
leader.
Us through this
no
and show
idea.
Us how
yes.
you can get Koreans
What's going
delivered.
On with that?
Okay, so let's not lay
what,
out
do
the
you
whole.
Know the Sam. We may have found our guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I bet intern Sam knows everything about everything. And it all depends on what room what room you're in, whether you're the expert in something, right? But when he's in a room full of guys over 40 years old, then
and
all
then
of a sudden
he's the expert on everything,
right? So he can get your phone to work or do whatever you want. So
over 60 years old, man, you don't even want to know.
So should we? Let's not set up the show here because this is the time for crosstalk.
Yeah,
we will.
You got any good birthdays?
I do have a variety of them, but I've thrown them. I haven't thrown them away. I've just saved them for tomorrow. Is that okay?
That's okay.
That's fine.
Whatever you want to do.
Just because
it's your show, Dan.
Well, it's our show, and
no,
I feel like
you're the team captain. You
our show really starts after
you drafted
the,
this team.
I did,
and
indeed.
You're responsible for it. And if this team, if this thing craters,
it's on you.
Yeah, it is on you, and you're not going to get to do
it
next
crater,
year,
bro.
That's a team man right there in your corner.
Let's all get Mohawks if Dan gets fired.
Where do you hear this ticker? We ain't got a crater, bro.
That's right. So we're going to lead everything off with a ticker. Remember yesterday, Mike, way back when, 24
yes,
hours ago,
I
it was
do.
Promised
I do.
That we would get a line four guy ticker. And then we have lots of great things to promote, but we shouldn't do that here.
That's why.
No. You know, everybody, one of the most popular things that we have on Why Today Doesn't Suck that people want is the line four guy joke. So today we have a line four guy ticker. Mm. How about that?
Oh. Mm.
It's incredible. So we won't do it here. Do you know what that means? Mm. We'll do it next.
We'll do it next.
So
yeah,
the ticket.
Yeah, stand by.
The ticket ticker.
I'm line four guy, and this Tongan ticker is brought to you by Randy J. Essenberg, the father's attorney. And Jameson Irish Whiskey, the father's whiskey. It was a Tongan love affair for Princess Meghan Markle and Prince Harry when they visited the tiny South Pacific island recently. Thousands of school children took time off from their studies of being NFL linebackers to cheer and wave flags. Princess Latu Fuapika Tuka'ahu, the eldest daughter of King Tupou, shook hands and curtsied to the royal couple, with Meghan wearing a bright red dress in the color of the Tongan flag. Their motorcade into the capital city of Nuku'alofa was greeted with streamers and red and white balloons and a lone gunman in a book depository who tried to get it through Prince Harry's head that he wasn't welcome here in Tonga. Elsewhere in the TFL, the Tongan Football League, it was Nuku'alofa FC over Naifu United 1-0 as Patu Uafala netted the single goal in the 49th minute. And Havululotu dropped a friendly to the side from Tottenham with the Hotspur prevailing 2-1. This ticker has been brought to you by Randy J. Essenberg, thefathersattorney.com. It's also brought to you by Jameson Irish Whiskey. Game day calls for the triple distilled smoothness of Jameson Irish Whiskey. Join Jameson before the game at AT&T Stadium in Lot 3 this Sunday for the Jameson Ultimate Tailgate Party. This has been Line 4 Guy with your Tongan ticker.
Yeah.